All right, we started that set off with Nomad Blood Moon. The album is called The Mountain, and that song was 9 minutes and 39 seconds long. That's right, we'll play it all on CJSF. Then we played Death Preacher, Paria, from the album. It's the debut EP, Darklands. Then Gohlers, Over the Blades, and their album is called Die Now, Pay Later. All right. Now, all of these bands played at the Wise Hall last month on June 3rd, and that is where I did an interview with Saints of Death. So let's play their song after the break. Oh, and remember, kids, listener's discretion is advised.
Is that a normal part of your singing?
That's the way I've always sung. This is my song.
Are there subliminal duets?
Absolutely not.
The Metal Meltdown, a show that brings you melody-driven heavy metal from around the world. Melting your ears every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Mike Hales and I play bass.
Twan Holiday, I play 8-string bass.
Juan Helva and I play lead guitar.
Awesome. All right, and tell me about your sound.
I don't know about our sound. We have two bass guitars. I play an octave bass, which has a guitar string and a bass string side by side. So I'm kind of like a rhythm guitar player. And Mike holds down the low end.
I can bring it in the deep.
And I would say we kind of have a little Pantera-y sound to us. I don't know, a bit groove.
Some groove in there, yeah, absolutely.
All right, and today you're playing at the Wise Hall.
Yes.
And with no drummer.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Our drummer quit a couple weeks ago. He was rock and roll and heavy metal, and they just so we put all the tracks on a program called Ableton, and then we pushed them through the front of the house. We got the studio tracks for the drums from our producer, and we just used the studio tracks tonight because we still wanted to play the show, and it was Mike's first show with us, so we didn't want to have to cancel on him. So
I appreciate that.
So your first show. With these guys, you're new to the group.
Yes.
How is it putting on the war paint?
Amazing. It's like getting into character. It's like really feeling the part, you know. And I'm so happy to meet these guys. It's like I'm home, you know.
It feels good. Yeah. Find this lineup finally. We've been doing this for 10 years almost now. This will be the 10th year. 2013-14 is the 10th year, and we've been through lots of lineup changes, but this is the best lineup yet. This is the solidest guys that I've worked with so far. It's great. There's no issues. We don't have any hiccups. We're going to the UK in October to do a two-week tour in the UK with these guys. So things are starting to pick up, and we're looking at in Japan for next spring, so things are starting. And then going back to Mexico sometime early spring next year, or summer or fall. We haven't figured it out. We're making a deal with Mexico to get on Heaven and Hell Fest, or Hell and Heaven Fest. We're trying to work that out. We're trying to work a tour around that. So it's a big festival in Mexico. It's like 150,000 people. Yeah.
All right. And you were in Mexico last year?
Not last year. Three years ago, right?
Before COVID.
COVID.
What do you recommend in Mexico? Where do you recommend to go? What do we recommend to see?
That's anywhere around Mexico City is awesome. Like, we went to a bunch of places around Aguascaliente. We played a big festival there. It was awesome.
We went all the way up north to Guadalajara, down past Mexico City, Zacatecas, Aguascalientes. We did like 2 weeks of we toured there four times now. We love it there.
Do you guys speak any Spanish?
I don't, unfortunately. No. I don't know how to order beer
Uno mas. Okay, cool. Okay, what's your favorite Saints of Death song?
Oh, Christ. One of my favorites, I think, is Angels and Demons. Mm. I think it's like one of the coolest songs that we got. It's got has a groove, has power in it, and it's just, I don't know, really visceral. I love the song.
I'm
And I'm loving the wind in your hair with the fan.
Oh, yeah.
That was amazing.
Well, there's no fan. His hair just does that.
Oh, his hair does that. Yeah. Whose idea was it to put the TV screens up there?
Yeah.
We had that idea for a while. We tried to do it the first show we did here in 2020.
Yeah.
And it didn't work out. We couldn't get the TV screens working. Our computer was glitching and everything. And it was really frustrating. So this time we finally got the TVs working properly with the screens. And we still have to get the lights working with the sound, right, with the DMX. We have a thing called DMXs. And we still have to program the lights because we were a little bit rushed for this show with other things, doing the drums and such. So yeah, once the lights get all programmed, then everything goes on cue with the lights and sound. So it's it looks awesome.
Perfect.
But, yeah.
And who are you playing with tonight?
I played with the Goalers. Yeah, they've been around forever. They're wicked, man. Oh, yeah. Actually, they're playing right now. Actually,
yeah.
Death Preacher,
yeah.
and Nomads.
Awesome.
They all kicked ass. Everybody did really good tonight. I was really impressed with everybody. Yeah, it was just a great, great show for everybody, man.
All right, now besides metal, what do you guys listen to? Another genre, surprise us.
Oh, well, actually, I'm a fan of classical music. Really big with Beethoven because he's heavy, right? And also some Chopin because I really like his piano concertos and stuff like that. I think they're really quite nice.
I'm same as Mike, but mine's Bach. I listen mostly to the Bach violin concertos. And some old, which is surprising, a little old school country. Yes. Little Georgie Jones, Waylon Jennings and stuff like that. And so we have a variety. We don't try and just stay in the same as our songs too. We try not to just play the same kind of. We try to make them different and so they can kind of stand alone by themselves. So we're not kind of pigeonholed. We like all. Yeah.
All right. Variety. Surprise us. What else do you listen to?
I really like a lot of Beatles music because they're so creative. Each album was so drastically different from the other, but they still carried everything together. That's sort of like, we like to kind of do that, but in metal form or whatever. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
All right, last question for you. Do you make hot dogs in your coffee machine?
Oh, No, I don't make hot dogs. I just actually stole that picture off the internet. But yeah. I thought it was good, right? Somebody's making hot dogs. That's awesome.
Right. Well, thanks, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Wham Bam
East Fan! Yeah.
for Saints of Death. All right, I want to thank all of you guys for tuning in and hanging out with me, DJ Mehdi, on a Tuesday edition of the Wham Bam East Fan Show. The next show after mine is called Talking Radical Radio. And yes, if you ever want to find out who my next guest or my future guests are on the Wham Bam East Fan Show, just go on Facebook and search Wham Bam East Fan, and I usually post there. And I got a secret to tell. The next guest is a mermaid. A mermaid! I can't believe it. We're going to have Rain City Mermaid on Thursday at 7 p.m. with co-host John in the house and Michelle. We're going to have a little beach party. If you want to hang out with us, you can go on the radio dial 90.1 FM or just go online cjsf.ca. All right. Thanks, everybody, for participating, Saints of Death. And I want to play a song at the end here. Let's play Thomas Beckman, because he is one of our favorite viola players in Vancouver. And he's got some Bach. Yeah, so we're going to play some Bach for Tuan there. Okay, hope everyone has an amazing day. We'll catch you all next time. Bye.
You're listening to CJ.